Good morning, welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday the 4th of May. Thought we could do one now because Man City are back top of the league. Beautiful. You can always rely on West Ham to get fucking beat, can't you? Right, had the first couple of queries. Checking I'm all right and saying they missed the podcast. Trust me, I miss doing them. It has purely been a time issue. I know I said, oh, I'll do a variance one, and I did, and perhaps I've got to stop saying that, because then obviously people get expectations up and then get disappointed when I don't do it. It hasn't been on purpose. It has just been purely time. I've just really not had any time. I've got another busy 4 or 5 days, and then hopefully from next week it settles down. But I've just had obviously we've had Sam's hip, she's still not 100%, so there's lots more I'm still having to do here. She's much better, by the way. I mean, you know, making fantastic progress, but it's only been 8 weeks, so there are bits like cutting the grass and hanging the washing out and all that I'm having to do. Grandkids, and Ari was 3, unbelievable last week. 3 years, can't believe that's been 3 years. Livia's one in a couple of weeks. Just been busy. Another friend of mine who had a baby that was one went to that part. 150 people she invited, this flipping 1-year-old birthday party. What a flipping noise that was. Been doing some house bits. We're looking at having a new building built. Just lots going on. So I do apologise. It's not been anything other than that. And then both of us have had stinking colds. I was bad last week, and Sam's been bad this week. So yes. I do. If you've missed me, lovely, I do apologise. My plan is, it was to get going this week, but it will probably be the back end of next week that I will be back. I have done the a couple of the live trading sessions, and then I jumped on one this week just to look at a way of analysis. I will be doing another one this weekend. I'll get that up in the Telegram room for Saturday afternoon. Going to try and do those weekly through to the end of the season. So yeah, sorry, it's just been a time thing, but we have lots to come. There's lots of stuff that I'm working on behind the scenes that will come to fruition, and we'll have a bit more time when the season ends to start getting stuff up on site. I'm trying to do it in a structured way so that if you go back last year, I was trying to do pods and written blogs, which were great, but I want to try and do them a bit more bite-sized so that we've got them in a decent order, but they don't become long-winded rambles. They don't then take me so long to put together. We can get them filed on the website as blog posts, podcasts, and hopefully do a YouTube video with each one, so that whatever medium people want to watch, whether it's reading, listening, or watching, we can do them. So I'm just trying to plan all that out, and then obviously you've got to put it together. So that's where I'm going with it. The actual FTS product line is set. That won't really change through the summer. It's not like we're going to be making big wholesale changes this summer. So my focus will be, as I've said, on how we use it. And you know, jumping on the YouTubes, I've started that, but we want to get a bit of more structure to it, so that when we get to next August, you know, it's only 3 months away now, we've got the first proper football season ahead of us for 3 or 4 years. Now we've got no COVID and World Cups. We can get more people going. Great to get an email yesterday, which I posted on Twitter and on Telegram, from an FTS member, saying how well he's doing, stuck to a plan, you know, laid the draw. Then he introduced the first half system I've talked about, of 1.5 goals with 0.5 cover. He's currently on holiday in Zante by virtue of his profits, and I think there's more people, you know, whilst they're quieter, I think there's more people certainly looking at the Telegram that are heading in that right direction, which was also always my aim, and I want to take as many people down that road as I possibly can, and spend less time on the numpties. And one of the things, we're not having time. I have barely been, I know I slag it off all the time, I've barely been on Twitter, and it's fucking great, I'll tell you. Honestly, that didn't realise, one, how much time I spent on there. Two, people, I was out with my brother at the weekend. It was his birthday. We went out for a meal. We got talking about this sort of stuff. And I said, it's a bit like we're in a really nice pub over near Lingfield. People like a nice Sunday roast. The Red Barn over near Lingfield, really nice. And we're in there, and it's quite busy. And Twitter's a bit like, now you sort of walk in and just walk over to a table and sit down and offer your opinion on something that's nothing to do with you. You just wouldn't do it in real life. And that's really kind of hit home to me. It's just people on there, just be honest, I don't like and I don't want anything to do with. And having not been on there, it's fantastic. Much more interest in the FTS Telegram groups, which whilst can talk some bollocks, at least I know I'm dealing with people that, one, I want to deal with and I want to try and help without all the nonsense. I'm really struggling to find what it offers in people's lives. I know I bang on about these things, but I really am struggling to find what, for the general person, it offers in their life. I know there's people who use it for marketing and there's people who've carved out livings on it, and there's obviously the grifters and things who see it as a great way to spread whatever bollocks they want. But the news was one of the big things I used it for, because obviously if something breaks quickly, it breaks on Twitter. But even all the football stuff, it's all just complete bollocks, isn't it? I mean, Spurs, all this Spurs shit that people talk about on there, we're terrible, we're fucking garbage. I mean, I'm still dribbling in the corner from the Newcastle game, which I watched. I wasn't feeling great. That's when I had my cold in full flow. That Sunday, I thought, oh, I'll lie in bed. I set all my screens up around me in the bed and thought I'll watch the Newcastle game. I thought it'd be a good game. I thought Spurs might be competitive until I saw the announcement of a back four, when I said we'll get pummeled, to a mate of mine who was insistent on laying Newcastle, and I told him not to. I said we'll get pummeled with a back four. We haven't got the players for a back four, which Conte did tell us ages ago. Sure enough, I couldn't believe what unfolded, I'll be honest. I honestly couldn't believe what unfolded. And then this week, you just recover from that. I did go to United. Was that last week? Yeah, United. 2-0 down again at half-time. Absolutely garbage. And then 3-0 down to Liverpool in no time. And the Spursiest of Spurs. I mean, you just can't chalk it up. Actually get back in the game, get it to 3-3. I didn't see the game, but then lose 4-3. Literally, they kick off and go and score. I mean, it's fucking incredible. Absolutely, you can't. What a shit show. And I suppose the only saving graces are, I'm not a Chelsea or a West Ham fan. Your big Sam back at Leeds. I mean, what is going on in football? What is going on? And then he stands up and says, I'm as good as Pep, Klopp, whatever your views on City, and I have my views on City, and you've got to remember they are up for 100 odd charges of financial mismanagement. They've paid money for not cooperating in the past. It's murky at best, I would describe it, and there'll be people who moan about it. But irrespective of that, I still don't think City would be the City we're seeing without Guardiola. And you only need to look at what's happened at Chelsea. You know, they've sacked Tuchel, who's a fantastic manager, in my opinion. I thought it was an absolute madness decision. Put Potter in, spend 600 million. Sack Potter, you know, all massive contracts, 5-year contract for him and his staff, players on 8-year contracts, sack the manager and get Lampard in, which is, you know, again, I don't know, between Tottenham, Leeds and Chelsea, who's going for the most bizarre decisions of the year. He can't win a game. I mean, I wouldn't let Lampard manage a Tom Bowlerstall personally. He only did well at Derby because he got a load of Chelsea loanees in. That's simple as that. He should have got them promoted and didn't. So I just don't get it. But it just shows that it's not all about spending money, because if it was, Chelsea wouldn't be languishing on 39 points, you know, closer to the relegation zone than they are to Europe. You know, Tottenham have spent a lot of money. People say they haven't. Tottenham have spent a lot of money, just bought all of Tottenham's top signings, be it Soldado, 28 million, Sissoko, 30 million, Lamella, 32 million, Sanchez, 42 million, and Ndombele, whatever, 68 million, all been pretty much complete flops. You can make a case for Lamella, worked hard on that, but he wasn't at the time a £32 million player. So all this, we don't spend any money. It's getting it right. And the one thing City got right, you know, yeah, they won titles under Pellegrini, but they have become a dominant force under Guardiola and play tremendous football. And they're going to take some stopping for years to come, which, you know, then it gets the whole thing of it all being a bit boring and, you know, they'll go and spend another 100 million odd this year on somebody. But he buys the right players and gets them playing, it seems. And they're going to stop beat Arsenal to the league. So basically, Arsenal, your season's going to end up the same as Spurs. You won nothing. But you got yourself a bit of Champions League football where everybody gets a little bit of money, but neither Spurs or Tottenham or Arsenal are ever going to win it, so it doesn't really matter. I hope Tottenham finish 8th. I really do. I do not want to be. I don't even recognise that other nonsense tournament, that nonsense conference thing that West Ham are talking of winning. I got myself revved up in the boozer last week talking about it. I just do not. If Spurs are in it, got to the final, I wouldn't be watching. It just doesn't interest me. I'm just inventing tournaments to get more money in, more teams in. We'll be having a European tournament for the bottom three soon. It's just ridiculous. What else have we got? Got lots here. So much has happened, isn't it? I mean, so much has happened because I haven't been doing them regularly. We've got a vote today. We take your ID. What a load of old nonsense, isn't it? I mean, there's so much going on in this country. And there's a line in a House Martins song. Apathy is happy because it won without a fight. That we are just letting dribble past, you know. There's without doubt profiteering where now people are just putting prices up for the sake of it, because they can get away with it. Whoever it be it Heinz, be it heating companies, be whatever it may be, they're just fleecing people left, right and centre because they can get away with it. All going, oh no, we're going to do what we can for people. We're always looking. No, you're not. You're fucking all lining your own pockets and fleecing it. We've got a government, forget the party, I mean, they're all shit, but they're just fleecing and have fleeced everybody and continue to fleece everybody. And you do have to ask the question why a bloke wants 170 grand a year when he's worth 4 or 5 billion. It's so he can look after himself, not anybody else. The other bloke's a complete and utter crook that I told you about in 2019 and will continue to be. We've lost the BBC chair because of another dodgy loan to this bloke. Absolute nonsense. And then voter ID, and then of course we've had the gambling white paper, and all I'll say on that, I will cover this in more detail, and somebody's hinted at perhaps doing a pod with Peter and I might try and get him on. I downloaded it the day it came out, I've read it. What I'll say is it is only a white paper. It is very much, again, not in the punter's interest, not in gambling's interest, not in sport's interest. But you can't be apathetic about it. Now is the time. Download it, read it, write in. The bookmakers will lobby for it. The bookmakers want things. They want to be able to use these rules so they can block winners and still go after losers. That is what they will do. If you're worried about the financial checks that are going to come in, I mean, really, we're going to be worried about it on two bases. One, you just don't want that invasion. You don't want to have to send that stuff in. And I'm kind of in that camp, but, you know, you have to if you want to continue. Or, you know, you're not going to pass them, which obviously is another discussion then. And then you need to look at your setup as to why that is and what do they need and what do you do. But ultimately, the initial point is it's a white paper. So at the minute, it is not law. You've got time to have a say. This thing's got to go through stages of parliament, but don't, you know, you sit on your hands and think, oh, they're doing that and they've asked for that. Get on your flipping laptops and your computers and start writing letters. Make your views known. We just stand back and let all this shit happen. We're just letting it happen in front of our eyes. Soon you will not be able to go to the fucking toilet without fucking being asked to provide something. Stop doing it. Write to these people. I know you may feel that it has no effect, but if enough of us stand up, then it can. There's unity in numbers. You can't just sit there and do what we're doing. We're having rights to do everything stripped away, and all the arguments hold up. You know, I can go in and spend 500 quid a day on cider if I want to, and no one bats an eyelid. You know, all these things. I mean, they will in time. That'll be what they come after next, whatever it may be. Smoking, drinking, whatever. It's absolutely ridiculous. So get it, read it. I think we might have an open YouTube on it perhaps sometime when I've got a bit more time to go through it. But in general, just in general, stop being so apathetic. Get on and stand up and make your voice heard, because it is... And get off the I'm in that team as well. Just actually look what's going on. Like, if you're voting today, who are you voting for? If you're voting just for yourself, I'm going to say it's selfish. Have a look and see who are the most vulnerable people. What, I mean, look at states of roads and things. I've been doing a lot more driving in the last couple of weeks. Couldn't believe it. I had a fucking problem with the car again. AdBlue. Another AdBlue. Remember when I went to fill the AdBlue up and I bought a funnel because I didn't know it had a thing? I've had AdBlue disasters last week. Anyway, solved that. But the state of roads in this country, just absolutely. I mean, I don't know because I don't drive a lot. How many, there's not more crashes dodging potholes? Because you have to swing out to dodge a pothole. You're swinging out into oncoming traffic. It's that, or you go over the pothole and wreck your car. But we're just so apathetic with it. We're just a lot of moaning, and not actually doing anything. Right, get on your laptops. It takes 5-10 minutes. Let them know how you feel. Tell them that they are complete and utter bellends. Give them a sense of public feeling. Because they do not live in the real world, none of them. They talk absolute shite. And all they've got into, which is... And I don't know whether it's always been it. Perhaps I'm, you know, exposed to a lot more now. You know, it's like people saying there's more fight than that in the streets. Anything breaks out now, a camera comes out. You know, everybody's got to get a camera. So the lad, you know, I saw one again, the lad who got beat up in Beckenham. And so the fights have always happened. Fights in pubs have always happened. You know, I remember being a kid going in pubs. Fights always happened. It was... you know, everyone said better in the 80s, it was better in the 60s, and us who were born in the 80s are now saying it was better in the 80s. The one of the big problems now is we're exposed to everything so much more and so much quicker. So if there is a fight where you probably wouldn't know about it, now it's on YouTube and that, and first thing people do now, any sign of trouble, it's not get hold of the police. They go, I'll get my camera out, I'll film it. I mean, it's absolutely pathetic. I've never seen anything like it. I'm filming that, and I'm sure it is. I mean, I think cocaine's a massive part of the problem in the country. Everybody seems to be on fucking cocaine. I've never done a drug in my life. Was life better in the 80s? It seemed it. That's the thing I'll say. It did seem it. It seemed better. Whether it was, that's the reality, I don't know. Certainly we've all got more money and things now, but what, I know we haven't currently, but over time we have. But it seemed it. I mean, we had Frankie Goes to Hollywood telling us how to have sex, for God's sake. What a generation. We actually had a song getting a number one telling you how to shag. See, for all those little 16, 18 year olds at the time, relax. That's what, oh, that solves it. I don't know, but... yeah, it just, but we're just so apathetic. It's just people say, oh, I get on me, but it's just the apathy of people just drives me mad, that we just sit back and, oh yeah, the gambling part, have you seen it? And let's all moan on Twitter. Download it, read it, focus on the points that you don't like, put them in some sort of coherent argument and get it sent in. And let these people know, because what is happening is a nonsense and it is no reality to... the gambling world whatsoever. These people are clueless, and the gambling companies will of course guide them for the interests of the gambling companies, so they are seen to be doing affordability and, oh yeah, we're going to look after the vulnerable, when their only fucking interest is we don't want any fucking winners, and let's show willing in that cause. But the reality is that they want people who will stand on their smartphones and spunk away money on a casino rather than somebody who's got half a clue. And it really is something that we need to, if you really feel strongly about it, jump on now. Don't be moaning about it in 2 years' time when this thing's run its course. And I will try and get Peter on in the close season. I know he'll be busy with racing, but if we can, it would be good to have a chat about it and see you know, perhaps do it on YouTube and let other questions come in while we're doing it and see what people think. Interesting message just come up on the chat groups. It's exactly what I talk about. I won't say his name. Just wanted to say it's funny, crazy how gamblers' mind work. Last week or so, I've been making steady profits, and with no bets today, it's crossed my mind about putting a bet on that doesn't relate to my plan. I've got evidence with record keeping that when I go outside my plan, I don't win. Yet today I've just tried to talk myself out of it. When I say it out loud, it's even more ridiculous. I'm winning money, but I want to have a fun bet where I will lose money. I think that pretty much sums a lot of people up. I think that, you know, I've said it before, if you stop your silly bets, that's the first thing. I think, you know, I bang the same drum. If you stick to one thing, this game is hard. I don't think it's as hard as people make out. I think it comes down to expectation, variance, staking, and then managing that. But ultimately, I'll always say it, managing yourself. And I think if you can manage one system, one method, and get that going, and then you just can move that forward through other stuff. But so live training session, I'll put that up on YouTube. We finished the Excel course with Sam. I think that went down well, so we did 4 Monday nights of that. That's all up, and I've got a bit to add to put on the website the final session. I will discuss with Sam then taking that further forward. I've got some Excel bits which I'm going to show across the live sessions, and I think at the close season, you know, next month, obviously the football winds down a bit as the European League stop, and we just move into what we've got left for summer, and then we'll be looking, obviously, you know, it's no time at all, you're back into the next season. I won't be looking at all the transfer speculation and manager speculation. Another thing, if you want to keep your sanity, I mean, somebody sending me the on Sunday, when Spurs play, particularly when they're performing like they're performing at the minute, my phone doesn't stop going. I've got to the stage now where I just want to put my phone in the bin. But I've got a couple of lads, particularly on the racing side, they just text non-stop on WhatsApp groups. I had to leave a couple. But they're obviously sending me pictures on Saturday of the skip thing. And it does look dangerous. I mean, I don't know whether it's a red card these days or not, but it's certainly, if you ask me to watch it once, I'll go, yeah, I would think that would constitute a red card in this day and age. But then Monday they're sending me the Dermot Gallagher, and I just sent back, is there anything in a world where the human race is in this constant spiral downwards following irrelevant shit, is there anything more irrelevant on the planet than fucking Sky Sports Ref Watch? What a complete and utter fucking waste of time that is. The match is finished, the decision's done. Who gives a flying fuck what Dermot Gallagher or Stephen Warnock or whoever it is say about it? Honestly, the shit we spend time talking about. Because, what, oh yeah, oh, Dermot said it's a red card, it must be. Well, it's not, because it wasn't a red card, so it doesn't fucking matter. Or Dermot doesn't say red card, oh, he's biased, what a wanker. It's just complete, everything that we're doing is complete pointless shit. But the reason that Sky and likes to do this is because there's people out there lapping it up. Fucking sort yourselves out. Far more important things in the world than whether Dermot Gallagher agrees or disagrees with a decision. What a complete and utter waste of life that is. Unbelievable. One of these guys in the racing, he must just be on Twitter 24/7. He just spends all time looking at Twitter and posting stuff in a WhatsApp group. Pathetic. Right, where was I? Gone. See, off track. Relax, don't do it. There you go, lessons. I don't even know where that came from. I heard the song the other day. Right, so yeah, I'm going to go. I'm off. I'm going to let you crack on. Happy birthday, because I probably won't get to do one on Saturday. Happy birthday to Scott Zedtips. He is 58 on the weekend. Have a lovely birthday, son. I'll get to speak to you next week. I will... we haven't got Sam. I will do a live trading sessions, and I will be focusing on then getting some pod content, blog and YouTube content outside of that, on specific little topics to work through. I'm also going to look at the other thing I'd forgotten altogether, is the goal and goal time sheet, which I used to post and people like to use. I'll speak to Alistair about that. I think what I want to do is get a have a look at the resources page on FTS as well and look at that in the summer and get that we can produce that. It's quite time consuming, so I want to speak to Alistair to help me with that and that we can get these sheets in one place rather than having to go and where is it, find a blog post. We've just got a resources page of some of this stuff that people use. So you've got the Excel course, you can do bit yourself. We've got some sheets that I don't mind sharing. Got the live trading YouTubes you can watch, and then we've got the podcasts and blogs to go alongside it, and all that I think will help more people do well. But ultimately, if you're a bell end and you're going to have bets you shouldn't bet, or you're going to jump about and you're not going to have proper expectations and proper staking and proper bank management and stick to methods and accept that there's variance, I would say you have got next to no chance, my friends. Right, who are we? I don't even know who Spurs are losing to this weekend. Like, it's all set for big Poulis to come in, isn't it? See, Big Sam in at Leeds. Unbelievable, that. Unbelievable. Big Sam in at Leeds. Poch going to Chelsea. The stage is set for Poulis to come in at Spurs. And Everton in trouble, aren't they? Everton in trouble. Could be gone this time. Right, yeah, but I don't even know Spurs. Generally, I love them a bit, so I'm not going to say I lost interest, but I just don't follow it like I used to. It just can't consume my life like it used to. And I suppose that was the way before Twitter and things, wasn't it? You played your game on the Saturday, you'd forgotten about it by Monday, and you waited till the next one. But now you've got the likes of Sky and everybody else shoving it down your throat 24/7. I mean, just go and Google Spurs manager on Twitter or search and see. We're linked with 42 managers, same old shit every day. Ultimately, they'll appoint someone, and that's it. They'll appoint someone, and we all have to get on with it. Can't do fuck all about it. Why are people spending hours and hours of their day worrying about it? There's far more important things in life. I've got tennis elbow. Anybody got any good tennis elbow cures? Scott Blaber, I bought some. It makes me look like the Terminator machine for my left arm. Doesn't work. I don't know how I got it. I don't know what's causing it. It absolutely kills. It is absolutely genuinely really painful. And I'm to the stage now where I'll try anything. So if anybody's got any good tennis elbow cures, be grateful. Let me know. Right, have a lovely Thursday. Go vote. Get these fucking wankers out. ID, voter ID, honestly. If you fall for that there's voter fraud, we need voter ID, you've got something wrong with you. Honestly, absolutely fucking unbelievable what's going on. Right, enjoy yourselves. Have a lovely old coronation, isn't there? Old Coronation Street this week. Fucking that'll get the old camp split again. No king of mine, up the fucking royals. You'll have the flag waivers, you'll have the non-flag waivers. I ain't got time for it all myself. But whatever you're doing, have a lovely weekend. I guess it's a bank holiday, is it? Enjoy your holidays, enjoy your time. I will be back on YouTube on Saturday afternoon for the live traders. That'll go in Telegram. And I'm going to say I hope to be back with regular podcasts from next week onwards. Take care. Have a lovely weekend. Love to all. Love to your families. Love to your kids. Love to your grandparents. Love to your aunties, uncles, cousins, whatever it may be. Have a lovely time. Don't do drugs. See you later.